Hello, it's good to be back here and seeing familiar faces that I haven't seen for a while as well. So as you guys know that we went to Japan from the Christmas and then we came back on the New Year's Day. And we went to the one, it's called Tsukuba, which is about an hour northeast from Tokyo. And so we, just like the best mission will always start, we started in LA eating Korean food. And after that, next day we got on the plane, and that became about 11 hours of flight time. And so they were happy, but at the end, they were very tired. And then we touched down in Tokyo, and we traveled by the bus, and the one that you see on the right side is Pastor Sakuma, and he was the one who hosted us at this time. I met Pastor Sakuma in India when I was there, and then I trained them for the gospel sharing. In Japan, there's less than 1% of Christianity, and many people, they try to evangelize to Japanese, but they're so polite, but also afraid of new religion. So they're very culturally bound, and then they're very proud with their culture, and so it was really hard for them to open their minds up to Christianity. And so for hundreds of years, it's been so difficult to spread the gospel. And so as he came to India, because he said he has witnessed so much fruits, right? And evangelism just is just going on so strongly. And then he came to see what it was about. And he said he realized that it was the gospel. It wasn't the program, it wasn't anything else, but the power of the word of the Lord and the good news. And then so this is his first time inviting a team over to his church only for the gospel sharing. And after that, we thought we were done with our gruesome and long journey. But he kind of dropped us the bomb again. He says, oh, we have to take the subway. And not only that, we need to walk another 15 minutes in a blizzarding cold. My head was very, very cold on that day. It was about 30 something degrees. And so we walked there. And so just to give us comfort to our soul, for the first time we went to the udon place nearby the church, and it was the best udon we've ever had, I think, in our lives. Next day, what we've done is we had the flyer, so we called it a flyer mission, because he has printed 10,000 flyers. He has done it before, but then the content of the flyer was not about the gospel, but it was about the English. There is an English class you can come, and then he tried to contact with the people there and try to share the gospel. But this time, he said in his own words, Pastor Dan, I was very afraid, and I was very, very afraid because everybody know who I am in my village, in my city. Everybody know our family, where I work at, because he lives at a church. And I don't know how people are going to think about this new religion, because we try to approach them with just being friends together. But now, this time, that flyer had the testimonies of two members of his church, and also the gospel, and the acceptance prayer. So what we did is we, every morning, about an hour or two, that we folded all these 10,000 flyers, and then for about 4 or 5 hours, we went outside to just give it to put it in the mailbox like this. One of the things that we saw is that Satan was very, very angry that we were out there, because it was a really nice day, but there was no one on the street. And Pastor Sakuma was like, this is so eerie for him as well, because usually there are kids, there are a lot of kids around that place, they're outside playing, or there are people just walking around them. But this time, we've only seen on that first day, at least, like, only two people out on the street for about 4 or 5 hours. And so we have noticed that we are at the right place where Satan is just had his grip on them. And then so we began to pray. And so even though we didn't see a lot of people, what we have done is because each mailbox, there's a name, the family name. So we took time to pray over that family name. And some are in English, so we could pronounce it. Some are only in Japanese, so we just use our imagination for that one. And in a couple of days that we met this one gentleman, and he was just out hanging out. So we just said, "Hey, Pastor Akum, let's go talk to him." And then we went, and then found out that he was he never really heard of Jesus Christ, but his friend, his best friend, was a missionary to Kenya, as a Christian missionary. And then it happens that Pastor Sakuma knew exactly who that missionary was. And so we had a chance to share some of the gospel. He believed in Shinto, and that he didn't accept Jesus Christ then, but now that there's a connection through Pastor Sakuma, and then he said he would visit the church and see what Christian is all about, since his friend is in Kenya as well. And also this this harmony with grandma that we found outside, and she also never heard of Christ before, but she knows about other religions around, so we had a chance to pray for her, and also these two really cute couple. And he's a collector, so when we went to his house, he's been collecting all these anime things for 13 years. So he had the glasses of animes of everything. I don't know if you know Astro Boy and Doraemon and all these things. And so we share the gospel together, but they did not accept gospel. But they were open to just visiting the church one time to see. So if you guys can pray for them. And also we had, what is this? Oh. We had a lot of fights as well, so we had some bloodshed. No, it's, I don't know why it's on there. It's Moses' nose blood. I don't know why I put it there. And also there's some, the Pastor Sakuma has about 20 youth group members, and 10, about 15 being CM, and about 5 YM people. And those two girls over there are two of the 5, and they were just having fun time, just having praising together. So it did not matter that we couldn't speak Japanese, because we had Mr. Google Translator. And also, just the Holy Spirit just inside, in the midst of us, just encouraging. If you can imagine, living in a country where there's not many Christians. There's no persecutions, but there's nowhere to go. You want to go to church, but you will have to travel so long, or sometimes you can't go, right? How easily accessible is church for us, right? So for them, this fellowship was very needed and very, very desperate. And then we walked around everywhere. We walked about 16 miles a day. 1 to 6 miles a day, just going up and down to just go into people's houses, try to get their attention, or if there's no one there, to put the flyers in. And you will hear a couple of the testimonies from that one. And also we had a chance to just reward ourselves with McDonald's. And one of the church members wanted to invite us because she was so happy. And the reason that she was happy is not because it was foreigners in her land, but she was so blessed because she says, "It's not even your country, and then you come, and then you work harder than my church people." And then so she was so blessed, and then she wanted to treat us out, but we wanted to treat her out, so we won on that. And then so one day we invited the church members and non-believers as well. Our bait was that there are Korean Americans that looks like Koreans or Asian, but they speak English. So some of them are very intrigued by that, and the English speakers are still regarded pretty high in that city. And so they all came out to see us, not like a zoo, but they just came to see us. And from here, we performed body worship that you will see soon. And through that, non-believers, family that were just really, really touched by the by the action of Christ, and then they, unfortunately they didn't accept Christ then, but they said they would think about what they have seen. And so those are a couple of the church members, and and also the existing church members. And on Sunday, we had, on Sunday, the last day before we left, we had worship together, and then we have invited non-believers as well, and they did come. And so we had the blessed time just playing with people, and also playing with kids, and also just praising the Lord together. And this particular guy has a little bit of a disability, and this guy just wanted to be loved, right? And so he would never ever leave Vienna. And then he found another best friend called Grace. And and he looks like that he doesn't want to get hold, but then it's that we tried to say bye to him, but then he kept on just dragging, right? It's like, and then when Grace tried to go, and it's like, no, don't go, come here. And then the Yena tried to pull away, it's like, no, right? So this guy right now is just kind of like pulling those together. And then all he wanted to be was to be held, right? And I'm not saying that there's a lack of love or anything, but what I want to just share with you this thing is, it's not human love that he needs, right? Ultimately, this is love of God that he needs to just feel that security, because as Jesus was secure in God's love, he needs to be secure in God's love as well. Afterwards, they wanted to make us takoyaki, so that is just making takoyaki here together. We made it better, I think. And this is one of the teams that we went on, and that gentleman that you see is Pastor Sakuma's father. And we worked with two Chinese missionaries who came to Japan. The one name is Ezra, and then her story is that she believed in Jesus Christ 3 years ago, and last year she decided to serve God fully, 100%, as a missionary. She left everything, she went to the seminary, she finished it, and then she came to Japan and to serve for 2 years. And then that kind of put us into shame, because I've been Christian for however long I am, and I was never ever, I was always scared to just devote my life to Christ, but this sister is just very, very devoted to God. Last one is that because we didn't meet a lot of people, we were very disappointed, but the last day we let them go to buy certain souvenirs, and then Pastor Sakuma and I decided to just go to Starbucks. And then from then, God had the divine appointment where this family that you see, those three, they've been to church one time, like four years ago. But ever since her husband cheated on her, and her husband was Christian, and so she decided to leave the church and never come back. And so he was always concerned about Hiroko-san, and that's the mom. And so he was very concerned about it all the time, and we just coincidentally met them, and we knew that it was God just putting us together. And for about an hour we talked to them, we encouraged them, and then we prayed for them. And then the next day we received an email from Hiroko-san saying, oh, it was really good, thank you so much for praying for me, and my children are they receive peace when you guys pray for us. And then so they are going to come to church from now again, from that point on. And they live about an hour away, and they said they would come, because they once again felt the true family is found in Jesus, and true peace and true joy comes from God. And with that said, this is the very last day. These are the three kids of Pastor Sakuma. Second one is a very interesting one, second one is this one right here. First one looks very Japanese. Second one, I call him a samurai. And the third one, he wants everything. So hopefully that later in his life that he would only want Jesus Christ. After that, we just came back and all the good work and everybody knocked out. And they're like, can we watch a movie? But then I think they just totally slept through the whole flight. So with that said, if I can just invite our body worship team. And afterwards, let me show you one more testimony of body worship, and then we'll have three people share our testimony too.